Meanwhile, U.S. congressional committees are holding up a plan to send American weapons to insurgents fighting Syrian government forces. Intelligence committees have reportedly met behind closed doors on the issue. They have expressed fear over White House efforts to send weapons to the militants, saying that the arms could end up in the wrong hands in Syria. National security sources say the committee members have also sought more information regarding the supply plan and its impacts on the Syrian situation, where the government forces have recently gained an upper hand against militants. Now, many countries, including Russia, China, and Iran, have repeatedly warned against the arms supply, saying the move will only lead to further bloodshed and instability in Syria. Well, a U.S. federal judge says she has no authority to stop force-feeding hunger strikers at the infamous U.S.-run prison at Guantanamo Bay. Judge Gladys Kessler says the only one with the jurisdiction to halt the force-feeding is President Barack Obama. Kessler made the comments in response to a request by hunger-striking detainee Abu Wayyab, who had demanded an end to the practice on him. Now, Kessler also slammed the U.S.'s military over the practice, saying it's a violation of international law. Currently, more than 130 of the 166 inmates held at the prison are on hunger strike. 45 of the hunger strikers have been force-fed in recent months. The prisoners began this strike early in February to protest against their open-ended detention and jail condition. Well, let's switch over to Vancouver, joined by international lawyer Mr. Alfred Lebermont. Weber, thank you so much for being with us. Well, we hear all the time about the detaining the individuals at Guantanamo, and especially the force feeding, is against international law. But it seems that little is done to stop this. What can be done, in your perspective, and what international entity, if any, should be the one to actually make this situation basically stop?
Well, you know, actually, this judge has the authority to do it. In her opinion, and we've had the opportunity to read her four-page opinion, what she said is that, quote, "It appears to be a consensus that force feeding of prisoners violates Article 7 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, which prohibits torture or cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment." Now, that judge has the authority to invoke the Convention Against Torture and to stop torture forthwith. In fact, in 2012, the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal found U.S. President George W. Bush, Richard B. Cheney, Donald H. Rumsfeld, Alberto Gonzalez, the then Attorney General, David Addington, counsel to the Vice President, William Haynes, counsel to the Secretary of Defense, Jay Bybee, Assistant Attorney General, and John Yoo, former Assistant Attorney General, guilty of war crimes for a conspiracy to violate the Geneva Conventions because of fraudulent memoranda that they issued regarding torture in Guantanamo. And many of the prisoners held in Guantanamo are not enemy combatants. They are in fact civilians who were picked up in dragnets in Iraq, in illegal dragnets. They are not enemy combatants. And so if you go to the opinion of the judge, she says,
Okay, well, unfortunately, we're having some audio difficulties. Perhaps we'll be able to reestablish contact with international lawyer Mr. Alfred Lebermont Weber.